Well, never in my life did I ever think I'd spend about 56 years in Baltimore. I was born and raised in the Bronx, about 4 miles north of the Yankee Stadium. And I was a Yankee fan, and I was a giant football fan. But I come down there now, and people say to me, "You've been here so long. How come you don't talk like one of us?" I said, "Look, I'm from the Bronx. I talk the way I come from. It's my language."
56 years in Baltimore, and you haven't shaken the accent yet.
No, and I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of my neighborhood, where I came from. I'm very proud of all the fellas that I hung around with in my neighborhood. We all went away and served in the Second World War, and a lot of them didn't come back. So why shouldn't I be proud of it? That I come down here, and what happens? I meet this big blonde. I go, "Uh-oh, I think I'll try to marry her." And she stood me up. I said, "Well, that's the end of that romance."
Well, here we are in the holiday party, and a lot of folks are here because they're having a great time. But a lot of people would say that looking at Art Donovan, I see Santa Claus in Art Donovan.
You know, the first time I played Santa Claus, I was in the third grade at St. Philip Neri Parish on 202nd Street in the Grand Concourse, and the nuns had me playing Santa Claus. So anyhow, the auditorium is full, and my father and mother there, and my father got nervous and said I was playing Santa Claus. So anyhow, I peeked out the curtain, and my father goes, "Oh, my God." And he ran out of the auditorium. He never did see me play Santa Claus.
But you were in third grade. How big were you?
I was pretty big for my age. I think I was 17 pounds when I was born.
Well, let's see. We definitely have to jump back a few years. Let's get out of the party mode here. Let's talk about Christmas in World War II.
Well, Christmas in World War II, I don't know. I spent 23 months in the Pacific, and I don't remember. You know, we were just lucky to be around, and we had little parties, but nothing big or nothing extravagant. Well, what we did, we went to Midnight Mass, and then we got out of there. We didn't know what was going to happen the next day, period.
Well, talk to us about once you got home from the service, you somewhere in there found an NFL career. How does Christmas come into an NFL career when the NFL season is still in play?
Well, you know, it goes back a way. My wife and I were looking through these letters that my mother sent me when I was at Notre Dame before I went into the service. And my mother said, "I hope you study real hard, and I hope you have a career, and I hope you make the football team." Well, I never got a chance because I was going to be drafted, so I went back to New York, and I joined the Marine Corps. So anyhow, in the letter she says, "And someday I hope if you get big that you can play in the Yankee Stadium." Now, isn't that something? And my wife was reading it, and my wife started crying because in 1958, I played in the Yankee Stadium.
And that was the greatest game ever played?
Well, that's what they say, you know. I think we've been in better games, but if they say it was the greatest game, it's up to them.
Why was that game so special? Why is that a defining game?
I really believe, of course, it was the first overtime. And I really think we were so much better than it. They beat us by 3 points during the year we went up and played at the Polo Grounds, but we didn't have John Unitas. When we had John Unitas, we was 14-0 ahead at the first quarter. And now Alan Meachie thought he was John Unitas, and he throws a pass to the wrong guy, the Giants. But we would have been 21-0 at halftime, and we were a much better football team. And most of the Giants will tell you we were, except one guy, and Frank Gifford. But he's a really a great guy, a fine guy.
John? Yes. Now, with the NFL being in prime time at Christmas time, Did you ever practice on Christmas Day or even play a game on Christmas Day? And if so, take us into the game and into the locker room.
Well, that brings up a good question. Before we went up to New York to play in a 58 game, Weeb Eubanks said, "What we're going to have practice Christmas Day." And all these dumb rebels that had just come on the team didn't know what a lot of us went through to get to where we were going to do, to play the New York Giants in the Yankee Stadium for the championship. And they said, "Oh, our wives don't want us to practice on Christmas Day." And we told them, "Tell your wives to stick it." And anyhow, we got up and we gave them hell. We really did. And then, okay, we'll practice, you know. These jerks saying, after we got beat like 3 years, I was in the league my first 3 years, I was three winning games. So we got the hell beat out of us. Now all of a sudden, we're going to play for the world championship, and these jerks' wives don't want them to play on Christmas Day. I said, go take a hike.
So you practiced on Christmas Day.
You bet your life we did. And we practiced, good and long. Because we didn't want to tell Weeb Eubanks about it either, because I think he would have cut the guys.
What is it like after a game or after practice on Christmas Day? I would imagine after a normal practice you would go your own way, but it's Christmas. What happens?
I went home. We were married, and we owned a club here, and we had Christmas Day at the club. And you know, I had three plates of lasagna. I've never eaten a chicken, turkey, or fish in my life. And I'm not going to start now. I eat hot dogs, cheeseburgers, Italian food, and that's it.
So that conjures up in a lot of people's mind Artie Donovan's Christmas Day menu. What is it?
Maybe kosher hot dogs with salami, maybe Italian cold cuts, or maybe a big plate of lasagna. Okay, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that special food named after Donovan.
Well, a good friend of mine owns Padonia Station. His name is Mark Landis, and he knows how much I like cheeseburgers. So I go up there, and recently he and a friend of his, Mindor, who's Chinese descent, and I don't know what he does, but he has a lot of money. So you figure maybe he's I don't know what he is, but he's a great guy. And they bring hamburgers down here to the house. So he said to me one day, "Would you mind if I named the cheeseburger after you at the bar?" I said, "Go ahead, I don't care." So he's got a big cheeseburger up there. He says, "It's the Artie Donovan special. If you can eat one, you get the second one free."
And how big is that?
I don't know, but it's pretty big. I wouldn't even take a chance trying to eat it all.
Wow. 24 ounces of beef.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd put a pretty good dent in it. I don't know if I'd get it all, but I'd give it a hell of a try.
Talk to us about Christmas here at the Country Club. What kind of a day is it?
Well, we don't open on Christmas anymore. We figure everybody deserves to have a day off, and the help all gets off. And we had the Christmas night. We have all our family over here, about 18 of them. And we just sit around, and we got a lot of young grandchildren. And I'll tell you a funny story. I got a 5-year-old granddaughter named Mary Mazzulli. Now, that's a great name for an Irish grandfather, Mazzulli, huh? Anyhow, I'm down around a pool, and as you see, I can't walk very well. And I have a big scooter, one of those, comes out of the scooter store. It's the biggest one they make. And Mary, my granddaughter, got up on a platform and gave me a kiss. I said, "Thank you, Mary." And she had a little cute girl along with her. So the little girl got up on the platform, and she gave me a kiss. I said, "Thank you very much. You make an old man feel real good." She says, "Are you old?" I says, "Yes." She says, "Well, how come you're not dead?" I swear to God, I near fell off the scooter.